This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
SubhanAllah, I just was driving to your blessed masjid and I passed by a massive graveyard. And I'm looking at this graveyard and I'm like, the way we get over death is unbelievable. You can bury someone in the day and at night you're trading stocks, right? And it's not haram or wrong, no, but just the way we get over things. And what came to my mind is how people get over it once I die. You think the world will stop for you? It will not. It will not, not even maybe for a minute. They actually might even talk about, okay, how will we just sell his car? How will we distribute his house and wealth? And like, I don't want the couch no more, I want to sell it. Then they start making deals, the sons and the daughters and so on. People will move on. So you have to take care of yourself. SubhanAllah, just a few days ago, a brother was saying how he allocated a portion of his wealth, almost one-third of his wealth, which is the limit Islam allows you to how much you can donate. Taban, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq donated everything at one point because it was a darura, it was an emergency. But in Islam, you don't donate everything. That's not from Islam. Your top is one-third. And then SubhanAllah, another father was saying, inshallah, when I die, I'm sure my kids will do something for me. Don't wait for your kids to do something for you. You never know what happens. When your kids see those numbers in the bank that they never heard from you before, they may never donate on your behalf. So set yourself before you return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and take care of yourself. May Allah bless everyone's life, young and old, ya Rabbi. And why would we say this about death and so on? Because Ibn Abbas rahimahullah, he says that on Laylatul Qadr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he shares with the angels who will not make it till next Laylatul Qadr. It's authentic. So now the angels have a list of names. And if Laylatul Qadr was on the 27th, the names are set. And Ibn Abbas says, "Tara rajul yamshi fil aswaq." You see a man walking in the mall, and his name is on the list that they will die. They will not make it to next Ramadan. So if my name and your name is there, may Allah make our last words, "La ilaha illallah." Ya ilaha ilaha illallah. Allah, that's tough. SubhanAllah. Tonight is the night of the 29th, inshaAllah. And I was thinking, very honestly, on my way, and preparing for the khutbah to talk about steadfastness, which is istiqamah, how to be steadfast after Ramadan. And I was so disappointed in myself. I'll be very transparent with you. I was so disappointed. I'm talking a khutbah about how to be steadfast after Ramadan, and I was telling myself, yeah, Majid, you have the 29th left, and you have the 30th left. I feel like they would be sad at me, like you ignored us. There's no respect to us, subhanAllah. Taba, not right or wrong, but subhanAllah. So that's why I want to adjust that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he explicitly said, that the 29th night is a strong candidate for Laylatul Qadr. Very strong. And I have proof for that. Authentic hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, I left my house to tell the people the exact date of Laylatul Qadr. Exactly. When I was going to announce it and give an announcement, I saw two people fighting, you know, arguing back and forth. Why you did this? And fighting back and forth. So the Prophet was addressing this issue. Once this issue was done, he wants to give the announcement, he forgot. He says, فَرُفِعَتْ, Allah took it. And it happens even in our lifetime. I can say the khutbah right now and someone can say, Assalamu alaikum. So I'm like, oh, wa alaykum salam. Then I say, what did I just say? What was my last point? It happens. So Rasulullah, Allah intentionally took this date away. And you know what he said? He said, لَعَلَّهُ ذَلِكَ يَكُونُ خَيْرًا لَكُمْ. Amazing. He says, perhaps it's good that Allah took the date away from us. Because now you study and now you work all last 10 nights of Ramadan. But the end of this hadith, and that's my main point, the end of this hadith, he gives you suggestion of the very strong candidates. And the first thing that he says, فَلْتَمِسُوهَا, seek Laylatul Qadr فِي التَّاسِعَةِ, on the 29th. That's the first date he gives. Then he says, فِي السَّابِعَةِ, the 27th, وَفِي الْخَامِسَةِ, the 25th. There's another meaning to this hadith, which is what? The last 9 nights, the last 7 nights, and then the last 5 nights. So there's two meanings to it. So it's a very strong candidate. There's another hadith the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in authentic narration alayhi salatu wa salam. He says it very nicely. He says, "Iltamisuha, seek Laylatul Qadr fi tis'a baqin aw sab'a baqin aw khams baqin." Just like what I said, seek Laylatul Qadr in the last 9 in the last 7, in the last 5. In this hadith, he says 2 more additions. Pay attention. In the last 3, and he says, أو آخر ليلة, or the last night. So Laylatul Qadr can be not just the 29th, it can be on the 30th. It's an even night. This is authentic hadith of Rasulullah. So some of you may be like, oh, bro, I'm so confused. So is it even, or is it odd, or is it 27th? What is it? That's why Imam al-Nawawi, Sheikh Ibn Taymiyyah, Ibn Hajar, rahimahumullah, many of the ulama, what do they say? Laylatul Qadr actually changes. It's not on the same night. They said, هَذِهِ الطَّرِيقَ الْوَحِيدَ. This is the only way to make sense of all these authentic narrations, is that it moves from year to year. So may Allah allow us to grab this Laylatul Qadr, whatever night it may be, and allow us to work the remaining nights. Tonight is the night of the 29th, and tomorrow is the night of the 30th, inshaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to work really hard, be able to pray the Qiyam, specifically Qiyam. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَنْ قَامَ لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ, whoever stands up at night during the Laylatul Qadr, which Allah knows which night, out of iman, faith, that you believe it's worth than a 1,000 months. You believe Allah writes the decree and shares it with the angels. You believe it's a month, it's a night in which the angels descend. You believe it's salam, it's peaceful until the fajr. You believe that. Wa ihtisaba, you hope in the reward. You're optimistic that the paycheck you will get on that night will not be for one shift. It will be for 30,000 shifts. For 30,000 shifts, that's a paycheck that you'll get, inshallah. You're optimistic. Why we get the number 30,000? Because 1,000 months, about 30 days in a month. So that's 30 times 1,000, that's 30,000. And I'm very sure, no matter how rich you are, no matter what kind of car you have, if you're being told that you will get 10 times the hourly wage on Monday, May 2nd, you may not show up for Eid Salah. You're like, okay, John, I'll be there for work, right? You're not being told 10 times your hourly wage. If you make $100 an hour, you'll be told you give $1,000 an hour. Allahu Akbar. No, you're being told for your $100 an hour, I will pay you $3 million an hour. This is actual equivalent. This is not an exaggeration. 30,000 layla, 30,000 nights. May Allah allow us to get the reward of these nights, Amir Rabbil Alameen, and not to miss Laylatul Qadr, not to miss on these nights. Focus on the following. Pray Isha in Jama'ah. Pray Isha in congregation. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever prays Isha in a congregation, فَكَأَنَّمَا قَامَ نِصْفَ اللَّيْلِ, as if you prayed half the night. But he went the whole night. And then whoever prays Fajr in congregation, just these two, he didn't even pray Taraweeh yet, then it will be like you prayed the entire night. So may Allah make us all pray Jama'ah, Isha and Fajr, Ya Rabbi. The other thing, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that whoever prays with the Imam all the way till the end, then Allah will write it as if they prayed the entire night. So you do Isha, you do Taraweeh, you do Fajr, just to maximize your chances. I say whatever I have said, and I ask Allah to forgive us all, Ya Rabbil Alameen, and feel free to move forward, inshallah, for others to join. Wastaghfirullah, innahu al-ghafurur rahim. Before I jump to the second segment, inshallah, there's something very important I want to share with you. Without a doubt, there are people sitting right now in the masjid that they have disasters in their homes, in their families, maybe sometimes in their health, in their spouses, in their kids, that no one knows but Allah. So when you look at someone in this eye and they seem smiling, don't think their life is going smooth. All of us, including my own self, you have no clue what I'm going through, and I have no clue what you're going through as well. With all this introduction, I want to share with you something. Do not miss out on Laylatul Qadr because of an unnecessary fight, please. Wallahi, it's not worth it. I'm not saying for the person that you have a fight with. It's not for their sake as much as for your own sake. It's just not worth it. Wallahi, for your sake. Just like how it says, you having a grudge towards someone, it's like you're drinking, you drinking poison and you want them to die. It doesn't work. You're killing yourself. Having all these thoughts in your mind, you not want to move forward in life and so on. Why you're bringing this, brother? Because that was the reason we don't know when is Laylatul Qadr. Because two people fighting. And sometimes that's you, why you and I miss out on Ramadan and the reward, because we're obsessed and so angry at someone. And you might be right, don't take it personal. But try your best to fight and get over that. Postpone things till after Eid or whatever the case may be. If you can forgive, then may Allah make it easy for you. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Before I end, inshallah, something very important and critical. It is Zakatul Fitr. Zakatul Fitr. Not Zakatul Mal. Zakatul Mal is the annual zakat that you pay. But Zakatul Fitr is what you must pay before Salatul Eid. And I asked the wonderful masjid organizers, I believe there's a box for Zakatul Fitr. But let me just tell you two narrations and we end the khutbah, inshallah. Number one, Ibn Abbas says an authentic narration. He says, فَرَضَ الرَّسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. The Prophet of Allah has made it wajib, fard. It's an obligation to pay zakatul fitr. Why? Then the hadith says two wisdom. Sometimes we bring our own wisdom. What's the wisdom of hijab? What's the wisdom of kada? You just make it up sometimes, right? It makes sense. It may not make sense. But here, they tell us the wisdom. Number one, tuhratan lis-sa'im. This is in a way to purify you from any mistakes you've done throughout your fasting. Beautiful. It's like an eraser. You know, Ramadan yours was not perfect. You messed up every now and then. You may have said something you're not supposed to say. You heard something you're supposed to defend. But you kind of messed up. So this zakatul fitr cleans all that, subhanAllah. And remember, this is how sadaqah works. Remember the very famous hadith, thus charity extinguishes sins the same way water extinguishes fire, subhanAllah. So that's your charity. It helps you before it even helps others, the ones that you give. So keep that in mind. Number one, what is it? Tuhratan lis-sa'im. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam or the Sahaba said, وَطُعْمَةٌ لِلْمَسَكِينَ. The other wisdom is to feed those who are poor, who are incapable, the masakin. Then he says, Ibn Abbas, مَنْ أَدَّاهَا. Whoever gives the zakatul fitr before the salah, فَهِيَ zakatun maqbula. Then it's excellent, thumbs up, it's an accepted zakah. And if you give it after salatul eid, فَهِيَ صَدَقَةٌ مِنَ الصَّدَقَةِ. Then it will be counted as a regular charity. So be sure to pay your zakah before Salat al-Eid. The other and the last narration, as I mentioned, two of them. The second one is by Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma. He says, فَرَضَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. The Prophet has made it wajib. It's an obligation to pay zakatul fitr. صَاعًا مِنْ تَمَرٍ. Then he gives you exactly quantity. صَاع of dates or صَاع مِنْ شَعِير. Now the صَاع is roughly 2.4 kilograms, roughly speaking. And some of the ulama, they say round it up to 3 kilograms. So we're talking a little bit over 6 pounds. The whole discussion comes what? Do I give it in food or do I give it in money? In summary, there's a difference of opinion. Both are valid, inshallah. So we respect both. Whatever you follow, don't rebuke the other party. Please, don't do the whole issue again and fighting again. Unnecessary. So you have the money and then you have the food. Both are acceptable. How much do we pay? If you want to confirm, ask your local imam. But some of the imam council in Michigan, they're saying $12 per person. Okay, so they say $12 per person. Who do I pay it on whose behalf? Whoever you are responsible over, you pay the money. You have a wife, remember yourself, your wife, you have 3 kids, so you pay 12 times 5. You're responsible over your mom and dad, elderly parents, then you pay 12 and 12. You want to go over, go over. I was giving you the minimum. Fair enough. It's a sunnah to even pay if your wife is pregnant for the child that she is having. This is sunnah. Some say it's wajib, some say it's not, right? I mean, sunnah, you might be held accountable. And this is not our words. Ibn Umar says, وَهِيَ عَلَى الْعَبْدِ وَالْحُرِّ. It's obligation upon the servant, the slave, and the free man. وَالذَّكَرِ وَالْأُنْثَ. The male and the female. وَالصَّغِيرِ وَالْكَبِيرِ. The young and the old, مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to perform zakatul fitr.